Well, this speaker that we have today, I have no idea where he came from, tell the truth. Do you have any idea, anybody? No, don't tell him. Don't tell me, don't me. But I've loved him for a lot of years. Loved him for a lot of years when he would just slip into the church and slip out and not let anybody get acquainted with him. He'd just kind of find a seat right close to the door. And he'd slip out, and then we'd see him again, you know, maybe a month later, and there he is, and then slip out. But now he's with us to stay. And he's also president of our church. Woo! Spencer! This is the first time that I've been able to suggest that he give us a little talk. So, who knows what he's going to say?
Yeah. Oh, thanks, Dan. Good evening, everybody. How are you tonight? Good. All right. So, my sister is a Bible thumper. I love her to death, right? But it's a different approach than what we come at. So, I get a text message every day with a Bible verse. And it... often I kind of ignore, you know what I mean? And later, sometimes maybe I go back and read it. And it's really dumb because I have a goal that I would like to read the whole Bible someday before I pass away. But I don't always read like this one little verse that she sends me. So my talk is inspired from one of the verses that I actually read that she sent me, right? And it's Galatians 6 and the NIV translation, which is the modern English translation of that, is we are each responsible for our own conduct. So I read that, and then I was reading more, and I found out that the person that sends that daily Bible verse actually kind of adds their own commentary. So I started reading, and I went, oh my gosh, that's what I'm going to talk about. So it was, you know, they started out with the Bible verse, and then they added their comment in there. And then I did Landmark training at one point, which is, does anybody know Landmark? Okay. So I did Landmark, which is a course to like put your past in your past so that you can live your life in your future, is really what it is. And then, you know, I spent a lot of money and I did a lot of whatever. And it's all in the Bible anyway. All that stuff is all, if you just read the Bible, all that stuff is in there. But it's about getting ourselves to listen. So this is the little comment that the person wrote in there. It says, people deal with their dreams by accusing, excusing, or choosing. Accusers spend their time, their entire lives blaming others why they haven't achieved their dream. Excusers make excuses for why they are not living their dream. And choosers do what it takes to live their dream. Okay, everybody got it? All right, so the ability to choose is what separates us from the animals. It's one of God's greatest gifts to humanity. But since we have free choice, we are also equally able to make bad choices. It's also our greatest curse. Choose to take responsibility for your choice and the direction of your life. Now, how do choices and decisions affect our lives? Many of us don't even realize that there's a difference between a choice and a decision, but there is. Let's go through the definitions. And for this talk, we're going to use these definitions. We're going to use choice as to select freely without any considerations. Select freely without any considerations. Right? You hear that, but it's hard to get it, I promise you. All right, and decide is to weigh options, review considerations, reason, then make an informed decision after looking at all the options. So you got the difference between choice? Choice is just to choose, and decide is to weigh two things and then pick one, right? So we make choices every day that are easy and that fit into our lifestyles. We often agonize over a decision we have to make. Do you know the difference between a choice and a decision? I hope so. I just showed you. All right. So when we choose, we don't justify our choice. Here's how a choice shows up. We never even think twice about a choice. Choices are made without considerations. Here's an example of a choice. On my day off, I'm going to play golf. See how easy it is to make a choice? You select without making any other considerations. Decisions are harder to make. Even the word decide has a scary undertone to it. The word decide is related to these other words. Are you ready for the other words decide's related to? homicide, genocide, suicide, patricide, and pesticide. Those are all related to decide. Do you kind of get the difference now between choice and decision? Is it sinking in a little bit? Okay, so the root side means to kill off. So to make a decision, you actually must consider at least two things, then kill one of those things off. I don't know about you, but I feel that killing is not a very powerful way to move forward in our life, right? So a decision sounds something like this. On my day off, I should clean my house, which would be nice to have a clean house, but I want to play golf. I should use my time to clean, but I want to play. What should I do? Cleaning is nice. Playing is fun. You're weighing these decisions, right? You're back and forth. Deciding takes a lot of energy. It can leave you emotionally exhausted, almost showing up like a worry. Choice, on the other hand, is easy. We choose things that we want to do. When choosing, we don't consider this and then that. We just select, we choose because it's what we want. The other thing about living our lives in choice rather than making decisions is that there's never a regret. This is the key point right here. When we choose, we never have to think about it again. We just move on to the next thing in life. However, with a decision, you will often go back mentally and reconsider your selections. This can happen over and over again throughout your life and cause you unrest. You go backwards and say, I wonder what my life would have been if I would have stayed with my ex-girlfriend. Or if I would have happened to have went to school in Northern California instead of Southern California. Those are all decisions that can haunt us way after the selection process is long gone and over. Or something like, I shouldn't have broken up with, right? I mean, everybody has that. Come on, everybody. Don't you have that in your life somewhere? You can think of one thing, can't you? Yeah. Come on. All right. So now, on the other hand, when you choose, you're free to say, it's just what I chose. It's done. You don't have to go back and reconsider the options because they don't matter. You have chosen. There is no backlash with a choice. And so, now that we have the tools to know the difference between a choice and a decision, let's practice. So we can find ways on which to use those to make a decision in our lives. So we're going to stop and play a little game. We're going to play choice. Who thinks that they were paying attention and got the choice and decision game? Who wants to be the volunteer? And I promise you, if you're the volunteer, you're going to be the last one to get it. And everybody around you is going to get it first. Because that's the way it works. Who wants to be a volunteer? Lindy, put her hand up. Oh, you do? Okay, Lindy. Okay, so chocolate, vanilla, choose.
Vanilla.
Okay, she picked vanilla. Why did you pick vanilla, Lindy?
Because I like vanilla better than chocolate.
Okay, did she choose freely or did she weigh considerations and make a choice?
She chose freely.
She did not. She said, I like vanilla better, which means you have to not like chocolate to like vanilla better. Okay, ready? We're going to go again. Chocolate, vanilla, choose.
Vanilla.
Why did you pick vanilla?
Because it looks better on the picture.
Okay. She chose vanilla. Was that a decision or was that a choice?
Decision.
It was a decision, right? And see, it's hard when you're the one because you're not going to get it till the end. Are you guys starting to click in a little bit over here? Okay, good. Chocolate, vanilla, choose.
Chocolate.
Why did you pick chocolate?
Because I'm tired of vanilla.
She's tired of vanilla. Okay, tired of vanilla. That means vanilla's still in the picker when she's picking chocolate. Is that a choice or a decision? It's a decision. Okay. Vanilla, chocolate, choose.
Chocolate.
Why did you pick chocolate?
Because it's in your left hand.
See? Okay, she's weighing a consideration still. What hand did that it's in? Okay, are you guys starting to get it? Yeah, and you're getting it before her. I told you that would happen like that, right? Okay.
Vanilla, because I want to.
Okay. She's getting closer, right? But there's still a want in there, right? Right? You want to do it one more time? Chocolate, vanilla, choose.
Vanilla.
Why?
Because I can.
Okay. Now, see, that's closer to a choice. Yeah. The answer to the real thing all the way through is I picked vanilla because I picked vanilla. You get that? There's no decision in that. It's I pick vanilla. Mm-hmm. Right? Do you see that? Chocolate vanilla chews, everybody?
Right.
Okay, and why?
Because I chose
vanilla. Right, that's choice. That's freedom, right? All right, so now here's the tricky part. Are you guys ready for the tricky part about your life now and how to use choice and decision in your life? Here's the trick. This is how life shows up. Choices don't always show up in ways that seem like there's a choice. What it means is that you live your life, given your options, like your alcoholic mother chose. That's how it comes at you. That's how life comes at you, right? Or life comes at you like your detached father chose. Okay? Right? This is getting a little tricky now, right? Okay. So we could use a less than perfect childhood to make excuses or avoid our full potential. Choosing our mother or our father or any unwanted situation actually sets us free. Try this in an area of your life where that you wish were different. Like, I shouldn't have broke up with her, or I should have went to school in Northern California, right? Everybody has one. Can you guys think of one in your life right now? Because we're going to play a time game right now. Think of a situation that you wish you would have made a different choice in your life, or a different decision on. We're going to go backwards in time now, okay? All right. So we're going to go backwards in time and complete this past relationship, okay? And so we're going to choose what was presented to you, or let me give it to you a different way, since most of us are spiritualists in the room. Let's say it differently. We're going to choose what you yourself selected to go through as a lesson before you came to the earth plane. So we set ourselves all up for this anyway, right? This is what we all pick. So all this uneasiness, or I wish I would have done that, or whatever. We all picked it so we would learn stuff, right? So for me, I had to choose my violent alcoholic stepfather just the way he was and just the way he wasn't. Not choosing him meant that I am a victim. If I don't choose what it was, then I anguish in my mind. I go, I wish it could have been this way, or I wish it could have been that way, or I shouldn't have had to go through that. Why did it happen to me? All of that goes away when you choose it. All of it goes away when you said, you know what? When I was setting up my life to be a spiritualist and learn the most I could about it, I chose my alcoholic stepdad to be part of my journey. So I could learn something. Do you guys get that? Do you get that? Does everybody get that? That the wicked boyfriend or the wicked girlfriend or the, you know, wicked step monster, whatever. You pick that so you could learn, right? So by choosing him, the lessons just the way it was and just the way it isn't, it actually sets me free. I'm free to move on and create what I wanted for a life. I'm no longer a victim. I'm not stuck there wishing it was different. Do you get it? Good. Okay, good. You guys are all my new friends now. All right. And I really did have a very violent alcoholic stepdad as a childhood. And I promise you, I'm so healed and I love him today. For he was a great provider. He always put food on the table, right? Then he would beat you. But there's good in there, right? There's good in there. It was a secure home, right? So, you know, I don't know. You have to make peace with it. And I'm not saying it's perfect, but when you make peace with it, look at how at peace I am today as an adult instead of anguishing over that. Right? You guys get that? So this applies in all areas of our life. It can be something like being brought up in a guilt-filled religion that you didn't feel free to express yourself in. And today as an adult, you're still trying to sort that out. Now we're going to take that situation and we're going to go back in time, and we're going to choose it. And we're going to be free. Does everybody get that? We're going to take all that situation. Who does everybody have something that they can think of that they wish would have been different? Mm-hmm. Now, can you in your mind say, I choose exactly the way it is? Yes. And exactly where it brought me to today? Do you get that? Because you're who you are today because of all of that. So let's choose it and say, you know, we're no longer victims. We're no longer hurting or whatever. Or you choose it. It's like, that's the way it is. I'm okay with that. All right. by choosing this, we actually get to complete our relationships. We get to complete our soul. It actually sets us powerfully free to move forward in whatever direction we want to go in. Okay? So choosing even things we don't want or didn't think we want can give us peace. We often have to choose because it shows up in your life as your mother choose. That's what you get. Your mother choose. And you can, you know, just make peace with it and choose it. And it really boils down to like acceptance of a situation, but it can set you powerfully free in choice. So again, you guys, so you can walk away. Choice is to select freely without considerations. Decision, we weigh options, review, and we seem smart making decisions, right? We want to make decisions because it makes us seem smart. Decide is to weigh options, review considerations, reason, then make an informed decision after looking at all the options. But with that decision, you're going to go back and question it. What if I would have this? What if I would have that? And you don't do that with a choice. Choice is just what you chose. It's my day off. I'm playing golf. You never justify that, right? Thank you for this time.
I'd rather somebody else would take the blame. That's the end of that speech, Spencer. Somebody else take the blame for letting me get old. I could have stayed young if somebody had only allowed me to stay young. Somebody's to blame for this. You might be. You. So somebody take the blame. Oh, you know what? This is a grand life. And Spencer, that is fantastic. If everybody realized that they are in control of their life, and they have been and will be, I think we could all enjoy life just a little bit more, don't you think?